Welcome back to Golf DMV, celebrating golf, highlighting golf, talking golf, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and all over the world. I think we have some international updates, right?
Yes.
On some golf stuff. Yeah, we've got international updates. We've got PGA updates. I think for the first time in a few months, we've got LPGA updates. Mm-hmm. We've got championship tour updates or champions tour updates, the senior tour. We also have Korn Ferry tour updates. We have this week in Patrick Reed. That's coming up a little bit later. And also the beef that seems to have no end. This is becoming a Tupac Biggie situation.
Yeah.
East Coast rappers, West Coast rappers with Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. We'll have more on that a little bit later. I had the most frustrating range session in my life recently. We'll have a little bit about that as well. And then somehow Mike Tyson's going to work his way into the show coming up as well. So last we left, oh, by the way, LB's here. LB, what's up?
Hey.
I mean, everybody knows the crew. Vern's here as well.
Yeah, I'm also here. What's up?
Yes, I am also here. Cameron Smith won in a playoff for the Sony Open. Did anybody watch that playoff?
I did.
You did?
Yes. What I think you went to sleep.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, that's the one that, okay, that's
also in Hawaii. Yeah, yeah. The second one.
Yeah,
in
I
a
went
row.
To sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah. It was pretty good. And this one, thankfully, the sun was setting. It went to, I think, just one right. hole or whatever.
And he was playing against, I can't remember exactly who it was.
Yeah, the dude who hooked left.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Choked. I can't remember
who it was. I should have actually. Yeah. But anyway, Cameron Smith won.
This one was more exciting, though.
Yeah. No, it was. It was 100%.
Yeah. Because, like, so for those who didn't watch, when they got to the final playoff hole, you know, two guys, first guy tees off, pulls it, I think, way left or something like that. And, you know, second guy stepping up, and he's like, so I got this in the bag. It's a short hole, 300 yards.
Uh-huh.
He drops his 80 yards out, but then he proceeds to pull it brown. Cameron Smith, who hooked his left, came up and bumped it up to, I think, like within 5-6 feet.
Right.
And then my man who had it 80 yards out, flubbed it all the way down the backside of the green and then had to chip up. And it was, and he took a L. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, got ugly.
I'll forget his name.
So Cameron Smith wins in a playoff for the Sony Open. But the big news about Cameron Smith actually is our same today and Patrick Reed moment. Because I like, it's just wild because recently he's just found himself in the news for unlikable reasons. Time after time. So this particular time, it's really not even about him. Cameron Smith had something to say about Patrick Reed and the whole cheating thing. And the PGA kind of came down on him and said, hey, you need to relax on, those kind of comments of Patrick Reed. So basically, it was at the, let's see, this happened, Patrick Reed at the Hero World Challenge when he had that, when he was brushing coming up the sand or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, Cameron said, if you make a mistake maybe once, you could understand. But to give it a bit of a BS response, like camera angle, he said, that's pretty up there. It's inexcusable, basically. Yeah. You know, and he's kind of taking a task on it.
Right.
And then the PGA, you know, oh, now I didn't see this, but apparently they had tension because of that comment. And at the President's Cup, Reed and Smith kind of brushed shoulders as they passed each other.
Did they?
Yeah, it was later described as a love tap.
Okay.
So that kind of situation. We're getting physical out here.
Golf physical.
Brooks Koepka said, now you're speaking my language. Are we beefing out here? Let's do it. You know, Brooks Koepka's down with that. But no. So the PGA Tour just said, hey, you know, you need to watch that. We could, you know, could result in fines and things like that.
Right.
And I think that that's ridiculous.
I agree. For the PGA Tour, you look like you're like, this is an open and shut case. Patrick Reed's Q rating is what it is with the people. It's low. You don't have to say anything. Or if you do it, like say it in private. Uh-huh. Or maybe they did and Cameron Smith spoke on it or whatever.
Yeah, well, somehow or another, the Golf Channel found out about it and they talked about it. And they went to the PGA Tour for comment and they didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, now you don't want to talk about it. Now, now you don't want to cape up for Patrick
Reed.
Yeah,
Reed just say, listen, we don't want that type of stuff happening. You know, if it was the comments alone, that's fine, but it made things awkward between them. They brushed each other, you know, when they walked past each other, and we don't want that type of thuggery on tour if that's what they want. You know, we're not against rap or rappers, but we are against those thugs. You know what I mean? And so maybe that's what they wanted or didn't want, you know. But look, things are changing. You know what I mean? You've got younger players on tour. You got people calling each other out. And I think it's okay for the sport. Like, as long as on the course, like, they kind of hang with course etiquette. Right. You know what I mean? I can get that. But
they're not going to fight. It'll never be a fight on the PGA.
No.
I don't see that happening.
No. Yeah, not about that life. And I'm with you. Yeah, as long as the decorum is maintained on course, this.
Well, Brooks is down for a fight, but I don't think anybody.
Yeah, nobody wants to go with him. Right. Nobody wants to go with him. No, I mean, yeah. In terms of, like, most likely to actually actually throw a punch on tour. I think it's got to be Brooks, and then I guess Dustin Johnson in second place.
Right,
he's the most
right.
likely to. Turn.
I don't know. I would might put Rahm up there. I think.
John Rahm would definitely throw a punch.
He'd be two, and then DJ three. But no, to your point, the NBA has figured out a way to turn some of this social media stuff and these little, you know,
tits.
Incidental. Tiffs?
Yeah.
Tiffs. Yeah. Okay, good. I thought just something tiffs. Else.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh. Same thing.
These incidental. Might not hear. You might only hear tiffs, folks.
Right.
But anyway, they have a way of turning these little Twitter beefs, the NBA does, into like good fodder to promote the games.
Sure, absolutely.
Golf can do the same thing. Just let it rock.
100%.
You got a younger generation coming in. Why not? And then, and to the original point, don't cape up for Patrick Reed. Just pull them both aside if you have to and say, hey, man, just.
Gentlemen, that's a little too much.
Calm down, whatever. Yeah. We agree with you. We know what cheaters on tour, but it seems like in golf, where cheating is like sin number 1A.
Right.
Like for somebody to come out there and represent your viewers, because I feel like Cameron Smith was speaking for the
for
most people there. Just let them rock with it.
Right. Yeah. No. Absolutely. And so we'll see what Patrick Reed, but that whole situation. Something's going to happen this week. It never ceased to fail. Like at least the last few months where there's been something with Patrick Reed every week. So we'll see.
Didn't they miss the cut too last week?
Patrick Reed.
Who's that? Reed.
The Sony Open. Yeah, and he missed the Sony Open. A missed cut was JT missed it, who had just won the week before.
Yeah, the week before in that long playoff.
And then the next golf tournament, man. He doesn't even make the cut.
Brendan Steele was the gentleman's name who came in second place.
Right.
And he actually had the lead coming in before the playoffs and gave it up. He had to wait 15 minutes for Ryan Moore.
Yes.
How ridiculous was that?
I know. Slow play, guys. Come on. Figure it out.
Yeah, he's lucky Brooks wasn't behind.
He would just hit.
Hit it to him.
He would just hit.
So Patrick Reed missed that. I'm glad he missed it. So anyway, that's this week at Patrick Reed, and this week with the Sony Open. Corn Ferry Tour. I actually watched about 35-40 minutes of it.
The one that's out today, which is there. It's the Bahamas Great Abaco Classic.
Yeah, I watched that about 45 minutes. I was waiting for the LPGA to come on.
Right. Yeah, I had it on this morning, too. I was surprised that they're actually getting a lot of airtime lately.
They are. I want to credit you for starting this. Because everybody knows there's a lot of listeners to Golf DMV.
Right.
And I didn't notice anything, including TV coverage of the Corn Ferry Tour, until you said something about it on this very show.
Yeah. Yeah.
The moment you said something about it, every time I turn on the Golf Channel, somebody's talking about the Corn Ferry Tour. Even Morning Drive.
Really?
And I've watched that for years, and I've never heard them mention the Corn Ferry Tour.
Until this year.
All of a sudden, they're talking about it.
Yeah.
Did this used to be called the Hooters Mini Tour, or is that something else?
That's a different tour.
Tour? Yeah. Okay, so Corn Ferry.
What I have in looking around at this Corn Ferry Tour and doing research, there's a rack of tours.
Really?
It's almost like... There's too many to count.
But the Corn Ferry is sort of like the main, triple A amateur league tour.
Right.
Okay, to get
as an example, let's go into this one.
All right.
The one that was last week.
Now, by the way, we're substituting the Manny Million. So if anyone remembers, the way we used to do the Manny, for the most part, right?
Yes.
I mean, the way we used to do the Manny Millions is whoever made a cut and finished last, we'd calculate how much they'd win. And this is how much you'd make in a year if you made every cut but just finished last on tour.
Right.
What we're going to do now is take the winner of the Corn Ferry Tour, calculate what they make.
This week.
Yeah, right. See how much you'd make on tour.
So,
right.
Yeah, next week we might go back to the original. Honestly, I just forgot about the Sony.
There we go. Peel back
to be
the
honest with you. I mean, it's what it is.
Well, that's fine.
But I really got engrossed into this Corn Ferry Tour, the win and the story behind it, which I think is very interesting. Which is to me is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing for golf. They may not agree, but so let me start from the beginning. So last week's win was Tommy Gainey, and his nickname is Two Gloves. His nickname is Two Gloves because he wears two gloves when he plays. He started playing. He was a baseball player early in his young adult life or whatever. He played a lot of baseball, so when he took up golf, he kept wearing the two gloves like he did. And he played baseball.
Okay.
So that's how his gimmick or whatever. So he came in, he won last week. Just an idea. So what do you think a win is worth on the Corn Ferry Tour? Any idea?
Maybe $12,000.
I was going to say maybe 20 grand.
Okay. $108,000.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
Once again, Vern closer than me.
No, not by much.
So this is
not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, I mean, you think about that. This is his third career win in the Corn Ferry Tour. He's 6 foot 990 pounds.
He's 6'9"?
I'm sorry. He's 6 foot.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I haven't had a drink today, so okay. I apologize.
Failed NFL career.
You don't have to apologize for not having a drink.
Yeah, he's 6 foot, 190 pounds. He's 44 years old. He's married. And these things are going to be important a little bit later. He is married.
Okay.
He has two children, both boys.
Married and two children.
Married with two children. Okay. Keep that in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Marriage is hard.
Yeah, marriage. If it was easy, wouldn't nobody do it, right? He lives in South Carolina. And this is, I found this interesting too, because I have yet to come across a PGA player who has graduated from a tech college.
Ah.
But he graduated from Central Carolina Technical College in 1999.
Okay.
With an industrial maintenance degree.
Industrial maintenance
degree.
Okay.
Yes.
God bless him.
But I'm just saying.
What's your degree in? Industrial maintenance. All right, cool. You're the janitor. Right.
You can operate the buffer machine.
Which is fine. You know, what am I doing? I'm not taking shots at the janitor.
I've never heard
it. I don't know what that means.
Of all the times, we've been doing this over 2 years now.
Right.
And I've looked at a lot of colleges and a lot of graduations. I've never seen one.
Right.
He's the first that I've seen that said a technical college or not some major university type
right,
deal.
Right, like one of the D1s or something.
Right. Yeah. So he turned pro in 1997. So we'll do the guess.
Okay.
You didn't look at my
numbers. No.
Okay. His career earnings. What do you think his career earnings is? He went pro in 1997.
Pro by like PGA Tour or?
Yeah. Well, I think he did make it up to the tour for a little while. He came back down.
Okay.
And he's been on a Corn Ferry Tour for some time. So out of all the stuff that he's done,
mm-hmm. right,
and since 1997, how much you think he's made?
Well, he's made at least $108,000.
Right, at least $108,000.
There you go.
I'm going to say he's made $750,000.
For Tommy Two Gloves, I'm going to go, I don't know, 2.3.
Vern will win again.
Gosh.
And it's actually, I was surprised, 6.3 million.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Right.
Well, you know, I guess he's been pro since the late
90s. Yeah, it's a long time.
It's 20 years.
I'm the worst.
It's all right. So here's the other story I wanted to get to about Tommy Two Gloves.
The important story.
Here we go. Yeah, this is, like I said, this is right up my alley here.
Don't judge anybody.
This was, and the headline reads, PGA's Tommy Two Gloves, Ganey, sex arrest caught on video.
Oh.
$60 for a quick visit. That's the headline.
$60 for a quick visit.
So I actually saw it. Let me read some more.
That's below market value, isn't it?
Well, I guess it depends on where on where you're going.
Depends on how you define quick.
Right. Exactly. And what part of the country you in.
That's true.
You know, yeah. So it says TMZ Sports has obtained their arrest video from the prosecution.
Below market value.
From the prostitution bus. And it's clear as day, Ganey offered $60 for a sex act to an undercover officer posing as a prostitute. During the exchange captured on a hidden surveillance camera, Ganey negotiated a price for a quick visit.
Come on now.
And then tells the officer he's in town for the rest of the week. Clearly implying that he could be a repeat customer.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
According to the police report obtained by TMZ Sports, after Ganey handed over the cash, busted in and arrested the golfer, and it sounded like something you see on Dateline. I watched the video because it was fun. It was funny to me.
Oh, you saw the video?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He negotiated
it to 60.
I'm assuming negotiated it down to 60.
Yeah. In the video, you can't really hear what the negotiation part of it, but at one point on the video,
right,
he reaches in his pocket, he pulls out
$60.
And he hands it to her and he says
$320 in his pocket.
And he pulls it out and he hands it to her and he says, you might want to count that and make sure it's right. That's what he says to the lady.
Hands it to her. It goes on the envelope on the table. I've been told.
That's what I always see in the movies. You never put it in the hand.
Yeah.
You always lay it somewhere.
Yeah. Rose. How many roses do you want? Things that I've heard. Also, $60. We paid Tony $100 to carry our bags.
Right. Exactly.
He got off light.
Exactly. So this is one. I thought it was this funny part of the story. It says the video is obviously embarrassing and serves as a reminder as to why Robert Kraft is fighting like hell to keep his video from becoming public.
Yeah.
So the 44-year-old Tommy Two Gloves was one of 124 people busted in an undercover investigation in Polk County, Florida, dubbed Operation Santa's Naughty List.
Dang. That's a great wow. name for the operation, that is too, good. Right? That's a really good name
so
for
I looked it up. This wasn't an article. I did a little bit more research and found out that this charge that he's facing is first degree misdemeanor solicitation charge, carries up to 1 year in jail and or 1 year probation.
He ain't trying to go to jail.
Nah.
Probably pay a fine.
He was supposed to have played in some tournament that weekend, but he missed his tea time the next day, because he did spend a night in jail before being released on posting bail. So this is what Sheriff Grady Judge explained. Said he's married. He told us that he was here for a charity golf event, and it was supposed to be in the next morning tee off. He didn't make it. He was a scratch.
Right. Did anyone interview his wife and get her comments?
No,
on the
I haven't. And no. And so that's why earlier when I was saying he's married with two kids.
I find it odd that your husband didn't participate in the tournament because he missed it.
So I would like to see the interview with her
after the
let me say it this way. I'm sure he's not the first professional golfer.
We know he's not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but is this funny? The video was just hilarious. Him sitting there all calm and like, yeah, I'm about to get my rocks off.
I mean, just negotiated $60.
Again,
the negotiation.
100% honest, having never done any of this. Yeah. Just being around people. This is why you need, this is why when Tiger got into his drama, back when that. I proposed to my friends that certain people in certain sports or whatever that have never been exposed to sort of the realness of the other side of life, they need like advisors.
Exactly.
Like there's a right way to do a wrong thing.
Right.
I'm in this situation. This is what I need. Uh-huh. First, I say, I don't recommend you do this.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if you're going to,
this is how we should do it.
Yeah. Also,
what was the guy? Remember the movie Pulp Fiction? And the guy, I forget it. What was his name? Wolf?
Jules. Oh, the Wolf.
Jules.
The Wolf.
Yeah, the Wolf.
Yeah, played by Harvey Keitel.
Right. He came in and took care of everything. Right. You got to have a person like that on your team to take care of stuff like that.
You do.
Like in Tiger's situation.
He should have been friends with Jordan.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Him and Barkley. I mean, but they have
an understanding.
Right. And there's a certain members of your crew that handle stuff like that. And I've gone on golf trips before, and we have a person that's dubbed in charge of things like this.
Oh, it is?
For those who participate in it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because you don't want to get your hands dirty.
Right.
So you have somebody whose hands are already dirty.
How come you didn't cover this in the episode where we talked about planning golf trips?
Some things you keep to yourself. Like Vern said, there's a right way to do a wrong thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And obviously, he doesn't have his caddy was nowhere around.
No,
yes. If you got the right kind of caddy,
I bet you his caddy probably like there's some country guys on tour. Like you said, it's a tour. It's a very male centric tour.
Yes,
somebody could help him out. Exactly. Like, hey man, don't do that like that. If you want to do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless it. Okay.
Call this number.
Okay. All right. So back to some golf. let's move to the Champions Tour. They had their first event of the year, and Lee Westwood won. He's been playing.
You're mistaken.
Oh, Champions Tour. What did I say?
You said Westwood. Westwood won the Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, the Abu Dhabi. Yeah, on the Champions Tour. What did I say?
No, that's not the Champions Tour.
That's not the Champions Tour?
No, that's something totally different.
Oh, the European Tour.
There's not even a European Tour event. It's just an event.
Champions Tour should be Miguel Angel, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. So it is a European Tour.
It's not a European Tour event.
Oh, okay.
According to the schedule I looked up, this was not one of their events.
But they're counting it as his 25th European Tour win.
Oh, okay. Really?
Okay. Yeah, which is kind of odd. So he's like in eighth place or something like that. Mm-hmm. Did you know Seve Ballesteros has 50 wins on the European Tour?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite golfers, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
elite short game.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, crazy short. That's why I like him. Crazy confidence.
So he's two wins behind Ernie Els for seventh place, all-time European Tour wins. One in four decades. It's funny because I was like, you know what? Let me look at how many PGA Tour wins Lee Westwood has. Right. Does anybody know this? Mm-hmm. I've got the trivia for today. Okay. How many PGA Tour wins does Lee Westwood have? He's a name we're all familiar with. Yeah. We've seen him play a bunch.
Seven.
Yeah. Okay, Vern says seven.
I'm going to go nine.
Nine. Two.
Okay.
Two. He's only won twice in the PGA Tour.
Was one of them a major?
No majors.
Okay. Is he the one that wears the UPS shirt? Maybe. He has the emblem. I mean, the sponsor.
Ooh, I don't know.
We'd have to look that up.
Yeah, I have to look that up. Yeah.
I think that might be him. It's either him or the other guy whose name I just drew a blank on.
Is he Gary Woodland?
No. He was in Abu Dhabi. Whoever the guy I'm thinking about, he was close to the top of the leaderboard because they showed him a lot toward the end. It may be. I think it might be Westwood.
No, maybe so.
Yeah,
got a nice little purse for the Abu Dhabi though. Lee Westwood.
Oh, what was it?
$1 million. Basically. Almost 1.1 euros.
Okay. Wow.
€1,047,000. And then Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah, he was in. Yeah, he finished second, didn't he?
Or tied for second. Yeah.
Nice. There you go there. So back to the Champions Tour, the aforementioned Championship Tour. Miguel Jimenez won.
I just found it. That is Westwood that always has on the UPS emblem shirt.
Okay.
It's not a bad sponsor to have, right?
No, it's not.
I mean, they're paying money. Yeah, is there really a bad sponsor to have?
I was going to say, UPS won't sponsor this show. Right.
UPS won't sponsor golf.
We gladly take that money.
Exactly.
The Champions Tour, yeah.
The season opener, Mitsubishi Electric Championship. It looks like he, second playoff hole, he beat off Ernie Els, who I think this was his first Champions Tour event, right?
You're right. So Ernie Els, the Big Easy, he joined the tour full time.
That's your guy.
I wouldn't say that.
I thought you liked them.
He's cool. Okay. I mean, he's all right. I mean, but whatever.
It takes more to be LB's guy.
I don't think he's ever got busted for prostitution.
Sneaky tall. Yeah. Well, that's one of the criteria to be LB's guy. To get busted.
So, because what interested, well, for me, what's interesting was Els turned 50 in October of 2019. Coming up this year, Furyk is going to turn 50 in May. Mm-hmm. That's a great year to be month to be born. Phil Mickelson will turn 50 in June.
Hmm.
They interviewed Phil and asked him, you know, what's your plans for the Champions Tour?
Right.
And Phil said, he said, when I stop hitting bombs, then I'll join the join the Champions Tour.
Yeah, keep it in 100. Right.
Oh my goodness, Phil's funny.
Yeah.
What's the age in for the Champions Tour? 50. Is it 50?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good of him because it would be so salty if he showed up. Because
he could go and just we assume so.
Well, yeah, you were saying
just like when Freddie Couples first showed up. Right, he was killing tour, him. Right, destroying.
So what was interesting too about the Big Easy. I mean, he to be his first tournament into the Champions Tour. I mean, he was within a shot of winning it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He almost and apparently, I think they were. I forget the number now. I saw it today. They mentioned it on Golf Channel or one of the articles I read. I think there have been like 20 guys that have won their first time into the tour. Champions Tour have actually won.
Really?
The very first tournament.
It kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? Yeah, you moved up.
Right, yeah. So, so it did go to playoff holes. They went to two rounds. Freddie Couples, Ernie Els, and Miguel Jimenez. And Couples was out on the first hole. I think he bogeyed or something.
Okay.
He was cut out. And then Els had a chance to, Ernie had a chance to win, but he missed the putt. And then Miguel made his like a 12-footer or something for birdie, so he won.
Right.
Was Bernhard? I don't think Bernhard Langer was playing in this one.
No, he was in it.
He was. Yeah, he's got 40 champion tour.
Really?
Yeah,
40.
Right.
Racking up money.
Yeah.
On the old man's tour.
Every year, I think every year he's been in the Champions Tour, he's won at least one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in it for a minute too, because he's 65 or something like that. He's,
yeah. He's up, yeah. He's up let's there. See. Yeah, 62.
62. Okay.
And gosh, Angel Jimenez, he's been, I think he's got 9 wins on the Championship Tour, and he's only been there for 7 years. So he's got to win every year.
Right.
Yeah, that's my guy. Smokes a cigar, drinks, enjoys life. Classic Spaniard.
He's got the great warm-up routine where he does the whole little hip swivel thing. Who knows whether it actually helps with anything? He does it. Because he is who he is, and he does whatever he wants to do. And so, yeah, and you had mentioned Fred Couples. He was in that playoff, too.
Right. Yeah, he lost in the first playoff hole.
Dropped out. Anybody watch any of the LPGA?
Yes.
I did. I've been watching a little bit of it, too. Interesting. So this tournament, I have no clue why. It's like a celebrity thing, too. Right. They have, like... Yeah. John Smoltz, who seems to win all the ones he's in, because he's a really good golfer.
Wait, John Smoltz is in an LPGA celebrity tournament?
Yeah.
So this tournament, they
seems unfair?
Right. Well, he doesn't compete against the women. They all play together, though.
Okay. So the guys, all the celebrities, I'll say, because there's some female celebrities as well.
Right.
So all their scores are different than this. They're all playing the same holes and everything with the...
From the same team boxes, too, I think. Which seem to be important players. To some people who used to be... tee boxes.
It was interesting. Anyway. What was interesting to me, because I'm number 18, I think it is number 18, I watched it yesterday, and it was Grant Hill, Ray Allen, and I forget the pro's name. I forget her name. But it was 200 yards to the tee. To the flag. She was like, I don't know, 30 yards short.
Oh wow, okay.
And actually Grant put his on the green.
Right.
And Ray was back there. His was short too. Right. And they chipped up. But I think Grant and what's his name? Actually parred the hole, and she bogeyed the pro bogeyed the hole. So I don't know what to make of that.
more argument for LB to.
it was interesting to see celebrities that were actually playing better
non pros
than the pro than some of the LPGA pros. Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch it. So when you asked, did you get any of you guys watch LPGA? And I was dead silent. The only thing I think I saw was a pregnant woman out there.
Yeah. So she's 5 months. I think she's 5 months.
Six
pregnant.
Months. So it's Blair O'Neill. Okay. She was on Big Break when the golf channel did that like 5 years ago. But recently, I think the last 2 years or 3 years, she's been on that show, School of Golf, with the guy Martin. I don't know why I can't remember his last name, but Martin something. So so she's been on School of Golf, and she's been on some LPGA Tour events and stuff like that.
Okay.
But she went out there 6 months pregnant and played pretty good.
Kudos to you, Blair.
Because one of the announcers whose name I don't know or remember, she was saying that she played up until her third month, I think, of playing pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, okay, this is enough of this. Right. Of course, Winston.
And as we're talking, as we're doing the show, that tournament's not over just yet, but NB Park, the last that I remember, was tied for the lead. Okay. This could be her 20th win on the LPGA Tour, which would be like second or something like that. Yeah, she's been tearing it up. Ooh. Probably the most dominant since Annika Sorenstam. Yeah. She used to seem to win all the time when I was growing up.
Yeah, she was in it.
No doubt. So we'll come back with some more stuff. We've got, I forget the guy's first name or last name. I just got Choi from the article. But the guy who always got that crazy father, he's up to his old antics again. And then we've got a pan situation with LB. We're taking votes, so I want to know how it all turned out. But that's coming up next on Golf DMV.
Hey, folks, this is LB from Golf DMV. As many of you know, I've had neck and lower back issues for a while, but I found a chiropractor who's been able to keep me in the game. Her name is Dr. Smith at Cachet Sport and Spine. She's conveniently located in Silver Spring, Maryland, just outside the Beltway. Dr. Smith has made a huge difference in my flexibility and pain management. If you need a chiropractor, do yourself a favor and contact Dr. Smith and her staff at 301-641-5693 or online at cachetsportspine.com. The official chiropractor of Golf DMV.
Welcome back to Golf DMV, highlighting Golf DC, Maryland, and Virginia. Check out Cachet Spine Sports, the official chiropractor of Golf DMV. The website, cachetspinesports.com. So as we jump back into stuff, let's talk about a little bit of golf beef. We talked about it earlier with Patrick Reed and Cameron Smith. But now, Now, Brooks Koepka's not asking for this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I mean, if he wanted beef, business. He could go get beef if he wanted it. You know, he's big enough to be a bully. Yep. But he's not. He's not bullying people around. You know, he just gets annoyed by certain things, right? Like slow play. So he had this whole thing with Bryson DeChambeau, right? So this whole thing he had with Bryson DeChambeau last year put Bryson DeChambeau in the gym. Because all of a sudden he wants to get bigger.
Right.
After this confrontation with Brooks, now all of a sudden he wants to put on some weight. So he does the stuff and that's fine. Then they have a whole situation, but now he's back at it again where apparently he was doing this Fortnite thing where he was playing a video game or something like that for like an hour or so. But he was
on Twitch
and he was talking to people, you know, his and so one way or the other, he makes a comment about Brooks Koepka saying, you know, in the body issue of the ESPN thing that he did,
right?
He didn't have a six pack, right? But Bryson's like, well, I got a six pack.
Mistake number one.
Right. Why? Like, yeah, on many different levels.
Yes.
Like, why are you even paying that much attention to the body issue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Listen, anybody's preference. I don't get into that. That's fine with me. I don't care. I'm just saying, like, why are you so obsessed with this man? Like,
it's not the body issue. It's the specific person.
Right.
It's noticing how many abs Brooks Koepka did or did not have.
Right. Did he have his little micro magnifying glass out?
Probably. With the protractor. Measuring angles of incidence and all sorts of nerd stuff.
Right. And then so he calls about that. And then Brooks, in typical Brooks ways, like, you're right, I don't have a six pack. I got a four pack. And he puts up his major championship.
Right. Yeah.
Because Bryson, by the way, hasn't won a major championship.
Right. He's been with the scoreboard.
Yeah. It's like, why don't you chill, man? And, you know, like, why are you obsessed with Brooks this way? Like, so, maybe he needs a session with Brooks where he sits down.
Bryson? I did look that up.
They looked at where he just sits down with the mediator in between and just express how he hurt his feelings when he approached. Like, just say, no, honestly, just say, get this out. Just say, look, man, you really hurt my feelings.
Come on with the slow play stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Like, you really hurt my feelings. You called me out, and I haven't recovered from that because he needs to move on from this.
Yeah, he does. He probably hurt his feelings just because, you know, Brooks is alpha and you're not.
Yeah, right.
You're not alpha. So before we started recording, Claude said that, you know, this could be like, you know, the Tupac Biggie beef or whatever. But I was thinking about it. I was like, no, because those guys, they had equal weight.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
This is going to be more like, sort of like, Pusha T and Drake. It's a little bit of inside baseball for golf people who are too old who don't know hip hop, but basically Drake got drugged pretty bad by Pusha T, who's a real one. And Brooks is the same way. Look, he could have went several different ways in his response. Going scoreboard, I think, was a classy, nice, easy dig. My first thing, I'd have been concerned. I was like, why are you all up in the body? Ain't you checking on my body?
Right.
Right. Exactly.
What's happening, bro?
Exactly. What's going on with you?
Millhouse. That's what I told him. I said, he's Millhouse now to me. That's Bryson DeChambeau. He's getting tough and brave.
Right. Just stop, man.
Fall back,
you know,
bro.
You're already wearing a Kango hat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just chill, man. Like, just stop.
Yeah. And now that I'm breaking out what he said, he didn't even have a six pack. I have a six pack. So, so you're basically saying, so I imagine Bryson DeChambeau has a picture of the body issue in his house with his picture cut out over Brooks' face. Right.
Exactly. Yep.
That should have been me. I should have been the one.
Yeah. It's like, you know, just relax, man. Like, just do your thing. Figure out, you know, who you are and what, like, win some majors. Yeah. Just figure yourself out in life, man.
His nickname is the scientist. I didn't know that. I'm looking it up now.
He's a super smart kind of guy. I mean, and he takes all the physics and stuff into his golf game.
Also very emotional, apparently.
Easily rattled, I hear.
He's sensitive. Yes.
So that's
26 years old. He's 6'1". I didn't know he was that tall.
No, he's a tall guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's 26 though?
Mm-hmm.
That explains some of it.
Yeah.
I thought he was in his 30s, which would have made it even more sad.
Right.
Okay. So he doesn't quite have perspective yet. Like 28 has got to stop, bro.
It's a teachable moment. Someone should probably put him aside and say, hey, man.
G-check him real quick.
Like, work on your game, man. Like, stop doing this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a good
thing. You got seven.
You're going to be alone for the rest of your life. Yes. You keep this up.
Exactly.
Yeah, That's true.
Him and his geek squad.
Yeah.
He's got 5 PGA Tour wins, 1 European Tour win, and 1 Korn Ferry Tour win.
Because, I mean, if you're with your lady, I mean, the last thing you want to do is draw her attention to Brooks' body.
Right.
I mean, what are you talking about?
Right.
She's like, he doesn't? Right. Well, let me see the issue. And then she's not your woman anymore. She's over at Brooks' house.
She's knocking on the door.
And then she hits you with sort of a shoulder shrug, like, man, it looks all right to me. No.
Right. Then you're mad all over again. Like,
I have 6 abs. Like,
body looks fine to me.
Hey, this reminds me of something that happened the other night.
What's this?
So wife and I were walking into a store, right? And we were in a parking lot, and I stepped up on the curb, right? And she was standing down on the street level.
Right.
And I looked down at her, I said, wonder if I was this, what would be like if I was this tall?
Right.
And she went,
Go.
Right.
That's right.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was like, so what does that mean?
So now you wondered how does she look at tall guys?
Exactly. That's what I told her. I said, so now every time we get on a tall guy, I gotta watch you now.
Yeah. Well, while we're having discussions about tall people, and Claude may have to edit this out, but so I won't name any names, but LB and I were, when we played, I think, what was it? At Fairway, I mean, not
Falls Road
last week or whatever. We got to talking about some people we know. And stuff. It's a short story, basically. LB was somewhere, and one of his friends is very tall or whatever. And, you know, a couple approached him.
Right.
About some activities that could be had.
Right.
Really?
Yes. And I just joked at LB, and I was like, this is ridiculous. Tall people get everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
No one ever approaches me, and no couples ever say, hey, you know, even if it wouldn't matter what their orientation was. Right, I would just be proud to be like, hey, I'm in the conversation.
Right.
I told him, I was like, what I see happening is they approach the tall people, they whatever, like, hey, we want to do all these wild things. And I'm like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, cool, you can film it.
Right.
You can drive us to the hotel. You look good and technical with your head in. Point is, tall people get everything. I'm sorry. Yeah. I digress.
All right. Well, there we go with that. Speaking of tall people getting everything, no. So this guy, Ho Sung Choi, he's this guy, and I don't think he's on the PGA Tour.
No, he. The one time that he did play here, it was it was a sponsors.
Oh yeah,
sponsor exemption or whatever. Yeah,
but he was playing the Singapore Open on Friday. The Friday before we started recording this. So I guess that was the 17th, something like that. Yeah. At the Singapore Open, oddly enough, Matt Kuchar is playing at the Singapore Open too. Mm-hmm. So whatever means.
I wonder. I was trying to find that because I'm believing these guys got to be getting some kind of appearance fee.
100% I'm sure they're getting paid to pay As a matter of fact, I think this recent one, the Abu Dhabi. I think Brooks might have got on close to $1 million to play this.
I'm not surprised.
I looked out. Well, I briefly looked. I could not find it. But Brooks did. I don't think we said, but Brooks ended up at -8, tied for 34th. And Bryson DeChambeau, who was also in the field,
did not
make the cut.
But he does have a six pack.
But he has.
Let it be known, Brooks.
Yes.
So this guy. So he always does these elaborate, ridiculous finishes. Right. You know, when he's driving the ball, he does one again, and his driver hits the ground and then hits his competitor's leg.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, why do they allow this dude to continue? Yeah, you know, I mean, at some point, it's just a sideshow.
Right.
Yeah. And what are you doing?
Right, yeah, and I think LB said, you know, if you're going to do this, you need to win. You got to be winning. Exactly. You know, winning a lot, because then it's not cute anymore. And you just stop. Because he hit the guy, and the guy, like, kind of walks forward.
The guy has his hands like, what's going on?
Like, what are we doing here,
bro? Right.
He should be maybe fined or... Yeah. Suspended.
Well, I mean,
if he was on the Korean tour, they'd be an honor killer.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Bow down.
Right. Like my man who, you know, he did was put his middle finger up at somebody, right?
Yeah.
And who yelled and screamed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Year ban.
Yeah. And for a year. He was apologizing, bowing on his knee. Yep. Good Lord.
Yeah. I think the antics kind of got him, like, you know, that's little social media. Mm-hmm. Like, he got hot for a minute. He got the sponsor's exemption.
Yep.
Yeah, but then you have to, like, kind of win regular, and then people will take that.
Right.
When you keep doing it, and we still don't know.
At the Singapore Open, by the way. He missed the cut.
Exactly. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
shot a 72-74.
Man. I see what Matt
He's
Kuchar
currently
did.
Ranked 170th in the official World Golf Ranking.
Yeah, so, because even then, I think he doesn't normally let the club go. He just does that whirlwind finish type thing.
Right. That's true.
So
that's
he could have, you know, could have actually been a slip, maybe, possibly.
Or
doesn't
just turned
look
up
like
a little bit too much.
But, you know what I mean? Because we've seen other golfers lose their grip on their clubs before when they follow through. It's happened before.
Right.
But the way he is, because he has such a violent.
It like whips around.
He's doing ballet or some nonsense. So that's when his went so far to the side. I agree. I think they do need to do something about him because he's a clown. He's become a clown.
Yeah.
He's a golf clown now.
Yeah.
So a couple randoms. I offered some golf pants to LB. They're gray pants with black and dark gray. You like plaid. You know what I mean?
They're plaid.
A little bit of glue in the pocket. I liked them when I first got them. The thing is, the last two seasons, for no reason in particular, I just hadn't worn them in the last two seasons. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm just going to, you know, see if LB wants them, or I'll try to give them away to whoever wants them. Right.
I think they're clean. I like them.
Vern likes them. I like them.
So Rodney, LB. I did get so I took a picture of him and I sent him to a few people to get some feedback, real time feedback.
LB, not a huge fan of pants that I wear. The fit of them, I'll put it that way.
Well, yeah. Well, these actually, the bottom of these actually are
wider than normal, so which is probably why I don't wear them.
Yeah, right. Probably is why you don't wear them.
Hammer pants for clout.
Yeah.
I don't wear baggy pants like this. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't touch my ankle.
I've gotten three. I sent it out to three people. I got three, almost basically three different responses.
Okay.
One response said, "Oh hell no."
Okay.
That was the first response I got.
All right.
The second response was, let's see, he says, "Say they're nice." And then he, this was from Rodney. He said, they don't look too tight either." Which is probably why Claude doesn't like them.
Oh man.
And the final one says, "No, they're not too ridiculous."
Okay. Okay. So you want to take so not too ridiculous. You got one, no, man. I like them, and then, man.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Not too ridiculous.
Not too ridiculous.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So if you remember last week's episode, Vern was sharing this tip that Ryan Chaney gave him.
Yeah.
And he showed me after the show.
Yeah.
So Manny and I packed up. We went to the driving range and just an hour to committing to doing this.
Right.
I did it four times at the range. The rest of the time I was swinging away with the driver. And I was hitting so poorly. Literally, with the driver, there were some balls that I was just skipping down on the grass right in front of me.
Really?
Like, I wasn't even getting lifted. And I'm hooking hooking, grass. It was the most frustrating. I felt when I first started playing the game.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
It was bad.
Going backwards.
My wedges in 9-iron, 8-iron were fine, but...
The driver, no good.
No good.
Okay.
So I'm back at square one. I did say leaving then, because remember I was on the fence about lessons. I'm definitely taking lessons.
I was about to ask who are you picking? So who's the guy?
Well, I'm gonna go to Needwood because yeah, because at Needwood it is closer to one of the networks that I work in for DC, and so I'm there the most.
Okay.
And so right when I leave there, I'll just go over there, and maybe do
a local lesson. Pro is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I called them up and we talked a little bit, and so I think that's what I'm going to do. It was between them and John Ross, but Golf Tech's too expensive to me.
Is it?
Like, okay. I mean, I think you get a lot for it, but it's just not. I don't think it's worth the money.
Okay.
Okay.
And so.
So I went, I had a lesson scheduled for Wednesday, this past Wednesday.
I'm sorry, I thought you bring up a good point. You said him or her. I never thought about taking a lesson from a lady professional, which might be a good idea.
I actually, so
this, women communicate better than men.
So this was a debate.
Some people telling me now just isn't clicking.
Right.
Huh.
This was a debate I had when I was buying the gift certificate that I did for Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
There were two top 50 instructors in the area. I mean, there are multiple, but the two I narrowed it down to were, Bernie and then this, a woman at Woodmont named Trillium Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And I like both their teaching styles. And the one thing, when you say that, the one thing I thought, I was like, man, I feel like a woman instructor might get, especially at their level, might get more legit beginners, women juniors, basically games more comparable to an amateur male game, as opposed to like a really hot, like Bernie's teaching, like I think Kyle Berkshire, like
right.
You know what I mean? Again, not drawing comparisons, but they're both, but they're,
but I also heard
with him
when we heard that
as an absolute
when we sit there and we watch the PGA pros and we try to mimic their swings, we shouldn't, because they're cutting the ball hard, they're doing all kinds of stuff that we don't normally do, that we literally should mimic our swings after the LPGA players.
Agreed. And
so maybe that's what.
Yeah, and watching some of her videos, I was like, oh, like you said, I liked the way she communicated. It was clear and everything else. I ended up going, with Bernie for no particular, basically because it was closer to him, because it was closer to home for him. But I thought of that too. I was like, I've never taken a lesson from a woman
I don't
pro.
Think I have either.
I've also never taken lessons from somebody left-handed.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm left-handed.
That's true.
And so maybe maybe that's what I should do too.
Oh, that might be, or at least should be a question that you ask the pro. To tell me, hey, I am left-handed.
Does that matter?
Does it matter? And do you play left-handed? That kind of, it's, because like Brendan can play both ways, which is still astounding to me.
I was going to say,
there was one thing. I remember when he was trying to show me something with the club and I wasn't doing it. He just took the club from me and did it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
But he's right-handed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was dumbfounded when he did it. I'm like, I mean, my mouth was open. I'm like, really, dude? Come on, dude.
He just took grabbed it, and bam.
That's how you do.
He just took, I mean, because that island green, that only goes like with the water.
150,
it's about 150 out. He just took my 7-iron. He was like, you got to get down. You got to delay the releasing the club. And I just wasn't getting it. He just took the 7-iron. And he said, I'm just going to show you. And then he hit it right there on the green.
Right.
That's amazing. So it probably doesn't matter then that they're right-handed or whatever. Yeah. So. All right. Yeah, so I'd be interested to see. So the instructor competition, I mean, that's officially on.
Yeah.
Well,
speaking of instructors,
so I have to get with Brendan to make sure. He, well, I guess he doesn't have to be in it. I mean, per se, it's between us, not so much.
That's what I mean. But it would be nice to have one of them come on, though.
Yeah.
So I could probably get Ryan to come on.
Yeah. I'll mention it to Brendan when I see him. So I was supposed to see him Wednesday, which was the nicest day of the week. And then he got sick,
right?
Because he's got kids. So I guess he got some germs from somewhere.
They do.
So he ended up canceling. So then I went to Blue Mash that afternoon because I had the time,
right?
And hit some balls and. Just trying to do what I've been, always been trying to do is hit the ball straight. You know what I mean?
How'd it go?
It was weird because my wedges was good, mm-hmm. my middle irons were terrible, and my drive was good. So
it's kind of like the last time we played.
Yeah, almost. Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. So I don't understand what happens with my 7 and 6 irons. Basically those two. They like half my 50% of them are good and 50% of them are bad.
Huh.
But my driver was like 90. I mean, I was killing my driver.
You were killing your driver last time we played. He was destroying this thing.
That's what I don't, how is it you can never get all phases of the game to work at the same time?
Golf,
you know what I mean? you just can't get them all to work together.
I will.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I'm trying to do that too. So I'm gonna book another one with. I've been trying to get a warm day, but after
this week is cold.
Yeah, it's like cold all week.
I think
week.
Right around Thursday or Friday we might get in upper mid 50s.
Yeah, Saturday's
no 40s. I saw 40s. Okay. I saw mid 40s.
Yeah, Saturday's gonna be like in the 50s.
Is it okay? Yeah. So I'll try and get on his calendar for this week because I definitely want to get one in this month.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're getting close to the end now.
That's true.
So
yeah,
I need to get one in. So I'll go ahead and book one and wear a hat. I guess if I have to.
All right.
And by the way, just as we close, I saw this vintage video of Mike Tyson training from 1986.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Really?
I mean, the dude's speed and power and quickness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I underestimated was, he had this ability to kind of charge and kind of pounce on you.
Right.
Just how much he worked on that. Mm-hmm. Like, that wasn't something he would just randomly do because he's this wild fighter.
That was his style.
I thought it was innate.
Oh, my goodness.
You talking about getting in the phone booth, get inside. Yeah.
Oh, but that was his thing.
That was just his style. That's just how he fought.
Right.
And he worked on how to dodge, get in and get to the side of you and take you out.
I mean, he's a shorter heavyweight, so I guess that makes sense.
I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm like, and I'm watching this on
86.
In 86. Yeah, okay. I shared it on our Twitter, and so I'll see if I can figure out how to do it on Instagram, because I don't know. But anyway, and on Facebook. But I'm watching it with my wife, and I'm like, honestly, if he had one open shot at me, he could permanently damage me for life.
Yes.
Like, it just a quick, even if I was trying to fight him.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I see how, like, it's one thing when you see these fighters, and like, they can't really attack people. You know, we talk about this registered, their hands are registered weapons. Although that's not true.
No.
But they can get in trouble, but like, I can see why this guy, he should never be allowed to hit anybody who's not a professional fighter fighting him in the ring.
Yeah, I would feel safe. The comparison I use is if I had to get in a ring with Floyd Mayweather, I would feel totally safe.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel like my life would. I don't feel like I would die.
If I had to get in with Deontay Wilder,
something else.
He's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Right. And so to your point about Mike, I can see, I have to go find his video or whatever, that would explain why, like, he would get in the ring and guys would just shut down when they saw him. Like
dudes who literally, like, felt all confident leading up to it. The minute they're in the ring, they're like, oh, wait.
What did I sign up for?
Yeah.
And like, if he hits you, you just go down, you stay down. Like, you know what? I'm not even going to, I'm not here for this.
Yeah. He like hits you like in your elbow and the dude falls on the ground. Yeah. plays dead.
Right. Is he gone?
It was just crazy to watch, because sometimes, and somebody commented on it saying it's a shame that he's like the butt of a lot of jokes now, because there was a time when he was unstoppable. Yeah, he was
the most
fearless
man on the planet.
And the most fair man
of
the
planet. No jokes.
I mean, you watch Tyson fights, number one, to see if anybody could beat him, but you knew no one could beat him.
Right.
But to see how fast he would knock somebody out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. How quickly is he going to take care of this dude? And usually it was first round.
Yeah, usually.
Usually it was first round.
Yeah.
So.
There was a video on Surface, too, of him recently training Serena. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I saw that.
He still got it. I mean, don't get it wrong. I mean, he's older now. He could still take you out if he wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watch out, Bryson.
Yeah. Right. And he got a little bit of that old man strength, so, you don't want to mess around.
Old crazy strength.
Yeah, exactly. All right, folks. Golf DMV. We'll check y'all next week.
Peace.